Good afternoon, everyone. I am Sariyamon Tirapap. The work that I represent this is the one of my part of dissertation. And the title is What are the determinants of physical activity for people in the southern region? As you know, adequate physical activity is a major contributor to preventing disease, promoting health, and make you prolonging life. And I love healthy people 2010 goal. The goal is to increasing quality of life and eliminating health disparity. But I still have a problem because for physical activity area, the disparity in physical activity remain very substantially across geographic region. From this figure, I have a lot of questions. And as you see, when we live in the southern region, you know, the percent of adults participating in moderate or vigorous physical activity very low percentage when compared with the western area. And that's why I need to explore, to investigate the determinant of physical activity among individuals in southern regions. And the purpose is to examine the influence of individual characteristics. And also need to examine the influence of environmental environment which people live on their physical activity. And also I need to determine the association between individual and environmental level. I use a lot of data source. The first one, I use data from BRFSS 2007 in the for smart one. This is the county level database. And I linking with 2007 Census Bureau database, following by USDA for rural urban characteristics and National Outdoor Recreation Supply Information System database. And the last one, they link with USDA for natural amenity. The study sample in my dissertation in my area is I focusing on southern region is composed of 60,460 cases of U.S. adults aged 18 years and older living in 131 counties. The dependent variable is whether individual is meeting physical activity recommendation, yes or no. And the predictor, I have two levels of predictor. The first level is individual level, including gender, race, income, educational level, diet behavior, emotional factor, and health status. For the second level is environmental condition, focusing on the physical activity built environment, the level of urbanization, socio-economic environment, natural amenity environment, and calm environment. I would like to show you for the statistical analysis first, because I would like to know the detail and the influence between subgroups. I decide to use multi-level logistic regression analysis by using statistical packets SPSS, the latest version 19. And the multi-level logistic regression was categorized into two models. The first model was conducted to investigate the influence of individual characteristics. And the second model to investigate the influence of environmental conditions. For the result, focusing on the influence of individual as aspect. Southern people, male southern people is more active than female. White is more active than African American, Hispanic, and athlete. The higher income is more active than the lower. And the higher education is more active than the lower education. It's for sure, younger is more active than older. And people with eating more healthy food is more active than those eating less healthy food. People with better emotional condition is more active than people with lower emotional condition. And people with better in health status is more active than people with poorer health status. When we focusing on the environment condition, among five environmental neighborhoods, including the level of urbanization, built environment, natural environment, socio-economic neighborhood, and calm environment, we found that three significant predictors is built environment, natural amenity, and socio-economic neighborhood. We would like to know more about the environment influenced by subgroup, then we conduct cost level interaction effect. The results show that the influence of built environment significant differ by race, especially for Hispanic compared to white, and for natural amenity too. The influence of natural amenity significantly differ by race, and it's interesting that we found that the influence of natural amenity is significantly affect elderly 60 years or more, and it significantly affect people with bad emotional condition and people with poor health status. For socio-economic neighborhood, we found that the influence of socio-economic neighborhood significantly different by race, by income, by emotional condition. And from the result, we can conclusion and suggest that the result support the role of built environment, natural amenity, and socio-economic environment on physical activity for people in southern region. From the core level, interaction indicate that the promotion of building built environment, especially for minority, is recommended. A further development of natural amenity designed for target people such as elderly, people with physical activity, people with physical and mental illness should be suggested. And people with low income and minority that residing in high socioeconomic neighborhoods are the high risk group that should be considered. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.